This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's access media station, Plains FM, and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
I'm Emma.
And I'm Mina, and we're from Te Ngata Tumutu Trust.
And you're listening to
Pallyhood!
Pacific greetings and a massive hello to each and every one of you, whatever corner of this globe you are tuning in from. I'd like to welcome you to the Pallyhood Show, 96.9 Plains FM. Sam Sefa here to take you into the weekend. Joe, how are you going?
I'm good, thank you. I am looking forward to leave today for a retreat in Hanmer Springs with our Pacific mentors. How about yourself?
I'm looking forward to not going onto it. this weekend. Just relaxing, really.
Yep.
Yeah. Work's been quite busy. They've got a lot going on, and just really utilizing these days to really rest the body, and really reset myself physically and mentally to kick back into work. And yeah.
Awesome work. anyway, let's move straight into Upu of the week. Today's upu is talunga, which means
game.
Game. Yeah. Gaming anything.
Yes. So talunga, I don't know what longa means, but ta'a means to kafau, which means to play.
Yeah.
So ta'a, and then I don't know where longa. As we've said multiple times on many words, words are usually split into two.
Yeah.
And you it's brought together to mean something. So maybe longa meant something years ago and it's been lost, but ta'a means to kafau, which is something Joe used to always do in town.
Yeah, it's my middle name.
Joe Ta'a.
Ta'afau.
Ta'afau.
But not in town. No, Sam's lying. and it's actually fitting that ta'alunga is the upu of the week because Sam is running a ta'alunga expo. No, competition.
Yes.
Competition. Yeah.
Tournament.
In a couple of 1 month's time.
Yes.
1 month's time. 1 month's time. It is called Southern Stronghold. And I'll be interviewing Sam about this, about Southern Stronghold, what it's about, what you can win, what games are involved. It's esports, right?
Esports, yes.
Esports, which means it's ta'alunga using the PlayStation.
Yes.
Xbox?
Not Xbox.
Computer?
Not computer.
Just PlayStation.
PlayStation and Nintendo.
And Nintendo.
Yeah.
PlayStation, Nintendo's ta'alunga. I'll be speaking with Sam about Southern Stronghold after this.
Hadouken!
Are you interested in taking part in or learning more about Pacifica crafting?
Join the Island Breeze Social Club each Tuesday afternoon.
Call the friendly staff at Tangata Atumotu Trust on 0800 727 434 for further details or to arrange for a pickup.
Welcome back, everybody. As I was saying, that we are speaking about the Southern Stronghold Games competition. I'm going to let Sam talk about this, but let's not let Sam get away without the three questions thing.
Oh, wow.
Sam, hit us with your favourite movie.
Shawshank Redemption.
Shawshank Redemption.
Ask me anything else. This is your one chance.
Yeah, why are the sisters your favourite characters?
Wait, what? No, what?
All right, we'll skip that one then.
Red's my favourite character.
Okay. Well,
Andy Dufresne.
All right, Red is his favourite character. what is your favourite food at the moment, Sam?
At the moment? Kokolesa?
I was just thinking in my head, this is no lie, I was like, I bet you he's gonna say Koko Lesa.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
We've had these moments where we're like, it's crazy.
The, a lot of times we're on the same wavelength.
It's because my cousins just got in from isolation from Samoa. So they're here. They just got in and they brought over a lot of koko.
Nice.
And I was like, oh my gosh. Koko, I have my koko. Yes.
Kopai. Do you like kopai?
Yeah, I like kopai. Yeah. Anything with koko or not?
Mm.
For those of you who don't know, koko is like raw cocoa beans that have been roasted, ground it up and then melt it down, and then you can chuck it into hot water to make it even a drink.
Mm.
So it's raw cocoa beans.
Yeah, delicious. Last but not least, if I gave you a golden ticket to any musical act, artist, of any era, any time, past or present, what would it be?
I'd go and see the original Temptations.
The original Temptations?
Yes, Motown's greatest.
Cool. Man. A particular song?
My Girl.
My Girl. Yeah. Yes, my man.
A lot of people don't even know the Temptations, but then when I'm like, you know the song, My Girl? They're like, yeah. I'm like, well, that's the Temptations.
That's them.
Yeah. That's them.
Cool. Now, we today on the show are talking about Southern Stronghold.
Yeah.
Let's talk about, firstly, tell me, what is Southern Stronghold?
So, Southern Stronghold is the name for the fighting game Majors that is being held next month here in Christchurch. It's between, so we have three main games. We have Street Fighter, Tekken, and Smash Bros. And we've got huge money pots. And it's our first time running it as a group, me and three other guys.
Yeah.
Because the dudes, the brothers that used to run the Majors here in Christchurch, they've all stepped down, unfortunately. Yep. They were the guys that were always running the tournaments and stuff here in Christchurch. And they've done their run, you know. So they just want to step back now and relax, and you know, they've got other commitments to and stuff now. But yeah, Southern Stronghold is the first fighting game Majors for New Zealand in 2021, and that'll be held next month.
Cool. Whereabouts is this being held?
So it'll be held at the UC Undercroft, just under the library, with some help from some of the UC students there. And we've already got over 80 people who have confirmed entry into the tournament. There's going to be like three games, so it's 80 split over three games, but we always get a lot of late people coming in. And a lot of
on the day, can they?
No, unfortunately not. So we like to do the seedings about like a week and a half, 2 weeks before the tournament. Mm. So we'll probably stretch it to like a week, just so that we have all the seedings done for each bracket for each game. But there'll be, I think we'll get over 100 because judging from the list, a lot of the Christchurch players haven't confirmed. The over 80 we already have, a majority of them are from up in Auckland and Wellington.
Okay.
So we've got, quite a few people travelling from afar just to come to the tournament here in Christchurch.
Cool. Wow. So it is a national competition.
Mm-hmm.
People coming from all over New Zealand to come and play.
Yep.
Whereabouts are most of them coming from?
I'd say most of them are coming from Auckland. We have some prominent figures coming from Wellington. I would like to say the number one female Tekken player in New Zealand. She's based in Wellington. She's coming down. She mains Anna. Tekken's my forte, so I know a lot about the people coming for Tekken, but that's why we have like a group. So there's dudes that are in charge of Smash, and then some other dudes in charge of Street Fighter who know about their communities and stuff. This would be like an international tournament if the borders were open, because past tournaments that were run here in Christchurch Majors, we had people flying in from Australia.
Oh, wow.
To enter them, yeah. So I've entered a couple in the past myself, so it's sort of different sitting on the other side of the organising sort of things. But, definitely going to the past tournaments has helped me to sort of know what we want to do, what needs to be done. I remember my first major tournament was Red Zone Rumble, and as soon as I sat down and it was my first game, I asked the guy, "Oh, where are you from?" And he's like, "Oh, I'm from Palmerston North." And I was like, "Man, you know, here I am in Christchurch. I'm about to verse a person who's like, you know, paid money to fly to Christchurch
to play this game.
Yeah, to beat me up."
Did you win that game?
I won it.
So he went back to Palmerston North.
He went to the losers bracket. So that's how we run our tournament. If you lose, you still get a second chance. You drop down into loser's bracket and you have a chance to fight your way back up. But, yeah, if you're into fighting games, seriously, come through. I know a lot of mates who self-proclaimed, like, Tekken Masters.
Yeah.
But they're only Tekken Masters of their home, you know.
Within their four walls.
Yeah, within their four walls. If you really want to test your mettle, you need to come to these tournaments because even if you're not good, like when I first entered, I knew I wasn't going to win, you know, but it was purely for the experience of being at like a big tournament, you know, with other people. And it was really a way to skill yourself up. You know, I got like a lot better by playing these people from all over New Zealand, you know.
I wanted to ask you, can someone like me who sucks at Tekken, can they still come and play? Or
yeah, so we have casual setups.
Yeah.
So if you don't want to enter the tournament, you can still turn up on the days, and we'll have casual setups in a different area. So we've got our main brackets in one area. And then casual setups for people that just like you, if they just want to come in and have a jam or have a look-see, they'll be able to play there. So don't think that you need to be like an absolute pro to come along.
Yeah.
Because you don't. Like, as I said, I'm not a pro now as well. Like, but I still came because just for the enjoyment, like, or something that I love is fighting games. So, if you have a love for fighting games and like Joe yourself, just come on down because we do have casual setups for you to jam in. We have giveaways as well, so yeah.
Why these three games? Why Super Smash Bros? Why Tekken? Why Street Fighter?
So the three games that we pick, generally with majors, it's usually like four games and above for our main games. And the reason why we picked three was because this is our first time running it, so we didn't want to reach out too far. But those are the three main games that have the most pull at the moment. So say Tekken wasn't popular, and it was something like Mortal Kombat, because Mortal Kombat is still like a popular game worldwide.
Yeah.
But it was just that Mortal Kombat at the moment isn't as popular as the other three games. Smash is always going to be one of the top games because it has like the biggest following for a fighting game around the world. And yeah, Street Fighter and Tekken just happen to be the next two that are quite popular. But there are side games. So, for example, I think Mortal Kombat might be a side game.
Yeah.
A side game just means that it's a game that hasn't got a huge pop and it won't be streamed either.
What particular versions of these games are people going to play?
Like Tekken 7?
Okay, so it's Tekken 7, what's Street Fighter?
Street Fighter 5. It's always, and then just Smash Bros, which is like the one from the voice head.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay, how does someone enter the competition? How much money is it? How do they enter?
So entry is, so early bird's finished now.
But yeah.
Entry, so early bird was like $40 plus $10 for the game you're entering. But it's $50 now, and then $10. So it's $50 for venue, and then an extra, I think it's $10 for the game you're playing. So if I was going to enter Tekken, I'd pay $50 for the venue fee and then $10 to enter Tekken. But if I was to enter Street Fighter and Tekken, then I'd just have to pay $10 for Street Fighter and for Tekken. And that money goes towards the pot as well.
Okay. Oh, okay. What's the prizes? What prizes can you win?
So for Smash Bros, the prize pool for Smash Bros is a huge $800.
Mm-hmm.
And that's split 60, 25, 15, I think. And then Tekken is $600 prize pool. And then Smash is, Street Fighter is $500.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So for Tekken, it's, so first prize for Tekken will get $360. Second is $150 and then third is $90. For Smash Bros, first prize is $480, second $200, third $120. And then for Street Fighter, first prize is $300, second $125, and then third $75. So the way we dictate the prize pool is just by the amount of entries.
Okay.
So as I said, Smash Bros.
Continues to grow, the more people enter.
Yeah. So as I said, Smash Bros. Is like... The most popular fighting game in the world, so that's why Smash's pop prize is $800.
Wow. Okay, I want to play Super Smash Bros. Because that looks like a bit of fun. That
it is, yeah.
It's different Nintendo characters from different series fighting each other, which is cool. What's the date for the Southern Stronghold, please?
So the date is the 10th and the 11th. So... we'll have brackets on 10th and then top 8 on the 11th.
And people register via the Facebook page?
Yeah, via the Facebook page. Also, if you are part of like any of the fighting game community Facebook pages, like New Zealand's official fighting game page, Christchurch has a fighting game page, you just got to search it up. Say, like, for example, like each game will have their own fighting game page. So I'm part of the New Zealand Tekken page.
Mm-hmm.
And they have, we've posted up in there too. But if you want to sign up, just head to search up Southern Stronghold on Facebook and you'll come across us. And if you can't find it there, we'll post it up on the Sam Sefa Radio page as well. For you to enter.
Cool. This will be my last question for you. How much like time playing would you say is needed to be at the skill to like compete at this tournament? Like, I know you see casual, but I'm talking tournament time. Like Tekken, how much do you reckon you would need to play to compete with the level of people that will be entering this competition? Bro,
thousands of hours.
Okay. It's too late to start now.
you can start now and work your way to the tournament, and then when you get there, because as I said about environment, like it's so easy for you to play at home.
Yeah.
It's so easy for you to verse your brother, your friends, because you're in the comfort of your own home. But when you're on a stage, when you're in front of other people, when you're playing these random people, when people are around you watching that you don't know, it adds to that pressure. And Goku will peak and then he'll verse someone stronger and then he's got to come up to that to meet
absolutely.
It and then surpass it to beat it. That's sort of like what tournaments do to you, because you really start thinking about what you're doing.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people that have played Tekken for a long time and they're still bad.
Yeah.
So that's another thing. If you want to get good at a game, you need to verse people that are better than you, and you need to humble yourself to take in criticism. So that's why there's this one of my mates, Anna, he is one of the best Marduks in New Zealand.
Okay.
So I hit him up. Can we play some sets? Because I need to learn. And then, he'll tell me what I'm doing wrong. And then he'll be like, you need to think about this. You need to think about that. So definitely, if you want to get good at any game, but, particularly a fighting game, immerse yourself within the fighting game community. Mm. If you want to get serious about winning these pots, because some of these guys train hard. And that's what you got to do. You got to... Just like anything, if you want to be a good rugby player, you got to turn up to training. You got to listen to the coach. Just like these fighting games, I got to hit up Anna, who's, as I said, one of the best Marduk players in New Zealand, and I got to get coaching tips from him, and this changes my style of gameplay. That's my advice.
Esports competitions, gaming competitions are quickly becoming like the most richest of like sports.
Yeah.
In general.
World of, is it League of Legends?
Something like that.
League of Legends is the biggest esports tournament in the world, and they rake in millions.
Yeah, I know someone in Christchurch that got paid flights. I think it was the year before last year, 2019, to Korea to play 2K NBA. 2K. They went to Korea and just played PlayStation. Top what was of the his line name? Hotels.
Was it
Seymour's nephew?
Sus with S?
Seymour's nephew. Like I just know.
Okay.
Seymour was telling me about if you're going to Korea, like hotel, food, spending money, just to play this basketball video game and come home, flights, everything.
That's the thing, is that like the beauty of, you know, living in New Zealand stuff is that with, there's so much opportunity for you to like do something or make something of yourself, you know.
Mm.
So if you're good at a game, don't listen to other people like, oh, that's not the path you should take. You need to go study.
Yeah.
You know, imagine like being told that, and you're like the best 2K player in New Zealand, and then deciding to, okay, I'll go do this. But then Seymour's nephew decides, like, nah, you know? And then he got sponsorship and flew all the way to Korea and versed the best of the world.
It's also like another avenue where you can tell your parents, like, I need to trade for this.
Yeah.
Have you seen the amount of money these players get?
Imagine saying to your dad, oh, I'm just going to go training.
Yeah,
and they think rugby training, but it's game training.
All right. Yes, thank you also for letting us know about Southern Stronghold. Again, you can find them on the Facebook page. Those games, Tekken 7, Street Fighter 5, Super Smash Brothers, for Nintendo. This is going to be an awesome weekend of gaming. Can you please remind me of the dates again, sorry?
10th and 11th, and so that's Saturday, Sunday, but on the 9th, if you're in Christchurch on the 9th, in the afternoon, we'll be running some games on Friday night as well.
Excellent. Awesome. Thank you for that, Russell.
Is someone in your family suffering from diabetes, heart disease, or respiratory illness?
Contact our nurses at Tangata Atumotu Trust and we will arrange for in-home support.
Call us on 0800 plus speaker, that's 0800 727 434, or contact us through our website tat.org.nz, that's tat.org.nz.
Cool. Again, Southern Stronghold, awesome gaming competition coming up. Sam Lattes, is it going to be your first game tournament that you've hosted?
Yes, and I'm hoping it'll be like my foot in the door for esports.
Yes, my man.
Yes.
What do you have, like a childhood game that you've always loved?
Childhood game that I've always loved?
Yeah, like a video game?
Well, I'm going to have to say Tekken because I grew up playing it.
Yeah.
And that's probably why Tekken's like my favourite game. But not fighting game related, probably Tetris, eh?
Yeah.
You know, the old brick phone, the old brick...
yeah, the grey brick game.
Like 99 and 1 or something?
Yeah.
And, oh my gosh, I need to find one of those. Those are the days.
Exactly. You know, me and Dante have started, and we've been playing every night for like 3 hours straight.
Yeah.
And right into the early hours in the morning, wake up late for work, is Age of Empires 2.
Oh, I need to get that to play with you.
Yeah, oh man, it's good fun. We have finally switched the computer onto hard mode, and we've been beaten every time. But we're building ourselves up.
So you don't risk each other?
No, we team up.
Why not?
Because we're training. I'm training. He's really good.
Oh, I only want to play for you guys if we're risking each other.
You would get blown out of the water. You know, I'm thinking of entering that competition, that Tekken competition, because I remember smacking you around in Tekken 5.
No.
I reckon I can still do it.
Well, pay your money, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Joe only likes free things.
Nah, I've seen you play. Oh, just quickly, your Twitch channel, so people can watch and follow you, because you stream Tekken.
Oh, so if you want to watch some Tekken tournaments, I run... on Sundays, my Twitch channel is FSG_SuplexCity. So Suplex City is one word, And it's FSG_SuplexCity. If you don't know what Twitch is, just type it into your browser thing, and then it's basically people streaming live for anything, games, just chatting, music, artwork and stuff. And yeah, it's a platform basically just for streaming. So
sounds like a whole nother show that we should talk about, Twitch. So yes, please sign up for that competition if you want to test your mettle against the best in New Zealand in those fighting games. Otherwise, thank you for joining us today. We hope you have an awesome weekend. Join us next week for the Dose at 2 o'clock. Pollyhood again for 4 o'clock on the drive home. You can download this episode or any other episode that you've missed via the Plains FM website or the Sam Sefer radio page. We'd like to thank the awesome Tangata Atamotu Trust for sponsoring this show. And again, we wish you a happy, safe, ultimate weekend. From Sam and I,
Pollyhood.
That was Pollyhood, proudly sponsored by Tangata Atumotu Trust. To find out more about us, call 03 377 2016 or find us online at tat.org.nz.